Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch.
I'm a firm believer in the saying, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah.
Okay.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch. 912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Advanced Rehab. Student athletes, if you need a physical done, Advanced Rehab is the place to go do it. They'll not only do the physical, they'll also tell you where you need to improve and get better and what those areas are. Great deal. Last night, two games here locally, well, really three games, but two games here in the area. You had the Brunswick High Pirates taking on South Effingham. You had Frederica Academy getting into their region schedule against Trinity Christian. And you had MCA doing a makeup game with Jenkins County on the road. So we'll start with Frederica winning their first region test against Trinity Christian. Frederica got up big, looks like they were going to coast, huge halftime lead, and all of a sudden Trinity Christian found something. They put some things together, and they made a late run at the Knights, but too little too late. Final score, 40-27, Knights 1-0 in the region.
Well, that's one of these games, and, you know, we all played sports growing up. When you get up on a team, Jason, like Frederica got up on Trinity, you kind of flip the switch a little bit. Y'all know the coaches. I'm sitting here with Coach Pender. He probably don't like to hear that, but he's coached kids long enough to know that when they get up big, the light switch probably flips off, and then you got to stay on the kids to finish out the game. And that sounds like it. What happened over there? They probably put some young kids in to get some playing time. Trinity got a couple of touchdowns, you know, late to make the game look respectable. But Frederica, it looked like they were in cruise control for most of that contest.
Yeah, Coach Pender is in studio with us today. We're going to put him on the radio and talk some Brunswick High football later in the show. Also, Brandon Derrick is going to join us via the Pristine Water phone line here on the Jason Bishop Show later in the show with Kip Ranch. Okay, so speaking of Coach Pender and his Pirates, it was like watching a Lennox Lewis fight where just body blow, body blow, body blow, and then by the end of the fight, the guy can't come out the corner anymore.
Yeah, and that was by design. When Coach comes on, we'll let him talk about his game plan, but that was the game plan, to work on some stuff, especially on the offensive side, try to extend drives and kind of take what a defense gives you instead of, you know, trying to go up top and take some shots. The plays were there. We just worked on game plan type items that we're going to have against some of the better teams down the region slate.
44-13, the final score. Brunswick over South Effingham. MCA against Jenkins County. Jenkins County surprisingly 3-1 going into that football game. They beat MCA to go 4-1, 22-18. MCA, of course, on the road. And now that MCA team, they're reeling a little bit. They need a W coming up because they, obviously, Hurricane Irma, everything that happened, put everything kind of on hold. But this MCA team to this point, they haven't looked that great to start the season. They got that one win against Brantley to kick off the season, 14-13, and they haven't won since.
They're struggling up there. There's a lot of turmoil in McIntosh County that's kind of bubbling under the surface there. And, you know, Coach Toomer's come in, and he's trying to do things the right way. He'll get things turned around up there. He's a good man.
Speaking of turmoil, I think it's pretty safe to say that the last couple of years, I think you felt it. I know that last year when I went down to Kingsland, I felt some things that I hadn't felt down there in a very, very long time, a little bit of hostility, some things not in order as they once were. Well, Camden goes down again to McEachern, 38-13. Camden was winning that game.
They
late,
were up 13-9 at halftime.
At halftime, I was going to say late into the second quarter, if not into the half. They lose 38-13. They are now 2-3 on the season. To be honest with you, they've got two more wins than I thought they'd have at this point.
I don't see any wins for them on the region slate because they got to play Tiff, they got to play Colquitt, they got to play Lowndes. They're in a 4-team region or 5-team region. I think they're a 4-team.
4-team region.
Yeah, so they're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, that's not necessarily.
No, not 7A with the new rules. You're right.
Two years ago, or last year, they got kicked out.
They got to beat TIFF to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, okay.
That's not happening.
No. Benedictine took down Vidalia 27-7. Kudos to Vidalia for hanging in as well as they did.
I've been looking at these BC scores the last couple of weeks. They struggled with Swainsboro last week.
Swainsboro is really good, though. Don't sleep on them. And they are a very good football team.
And Vidalia was in this game until midway through the third quarter, and BC jumped out to the 27-7 victory. But these teams have been playing BC tough so far this year.
You know who's said been playing them tough? The word tough comes to mind when I think of Valdosta's season to this point. 1-4 now. They lose to Colquitt 27-0. They got blanked.
They got quarterback issues. Their starting quarterback got hurt, and, Valdosta, they got all the tradition. They own the NFL Network on Tuesday nights now after winning the state championship, and they can't get out of the gate in 2017.
Meanwhile, their crosstown rivals, 55-0 over Shiloh, they have been nothing but a machine to this point. Everyone that has stood up in front of them has not only gotten beat, they've gotten embarrassed. Lowndes is very, very good.
Colquitt's coming up, though. I want to see how they do against Colquitt.
It's going to be a good game. Okay, so we've got some discrepancy in this football game, so I'm just telling you right now, I'm not really sure what happened. Apparently, last night, Tift and Coffee played that football game, and the game was in Tifton, and the score that I saw was Coffee came back to win 31-30. That's the score that I saw from Georgia Public Broadcasting. Now, from all accounts, everything else that I've heard, Coffee's comeback was for naught as Tift hit a last-second field goal on their third attempt, mind you, to win the game 33-31. Once we get that confirmed, one way or the other, we'll pass it along.
What I read was, Tift was up 21-0 in the first half. Coffee comes back, takes a lead late 31-30. Tift gets the ball back. They drive down, miss two game-winning field goals, but there's flags.
Of course,
they give them
another
opportunity, and they kick the third one and win the game 33-31. And the Coffee people were just livid. If you go on the Georgia Varsity Sports Vent and some of these high school message boards, the Coffee people are livid. They say they'll never go play a game ever again in Tift County. It happens every time they go to Tift, according to the Coffee people.
Yeah. Preaching to the choir, that's irony. Isn't it ironic, don't you think, where Coffee is complaining about going somewhere and getting a raw deal with the officials?
Yeah, that's...
You're the king of that.
That's the pot calling the kettle black right there, but it is what it is. They got three attempts to kick a game-winning field goal, and they made it on the third try.
Northside Warner Robins handed Ware County another loss, 23-14. Ware has not won a game to this point. Boy, is it hot in Waycross.
They're 0-3, and they go to Lowndes, or Lowndes comes to them, and don't really matter where they play Lowndes. They're not beating Lowndes next week.
Bradwell, the undefeated Tigers of Bradwell, 10-7 winners over Long County. They might be legit.
Okay.
All right. Lakeside Evans, 28-0 losers to Richmond Hill. Liberty, 14-13 over New Hampstead. Statesboro takes down Appling, 28-21. Wayne County, 30-8 over Pender's former employer, Pierce County, 30-8.
Points are hard to come by in Blackshear. Seem like they traveled about 45 minutes southeast to Brunswick. That's where the points are now.
I was going to say, all of a sudden, there was a period there in Blackshear where it looks like points grew on trees. And all of a sudden, those points have dried up really quickly.
Getting back to Wayne.
All right.
Okay. I'm still aggravated about the developments that went down with the whole cancellation and going on the internet saying Brunswick forfeited. And now we're trying to make schedules for 2018. And apparently Wayne County doesn't want to get on the schedules for the Glenn County school system. So if you're scared, just say you're scared. That's all.
Okay, so Glenn Academy's got to go and play Wayne County this week, this Friday night. Is that in Wayne?
It's in Jessup.
Okay,
yeah.
So Glenn Academy's got to go to Jessup to play Wayne County. I think it would be very fitting. Terrors, I'm talking to you, Coach Hidalgo. I'm talking to you with all of the shenanigans that Wayne County has pulled that administration over there in the last couple of weeks with the hurricane and now saying that they don't have room on the schedule for Glenn or Brunswick. Boy, it sure would be fitting to look at a score of something like 45-3, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. And, you know, I don't. Yeah, I'd like to see the Terriers go up there and get a victory next Friday night. I'm off. I might go up there.
I might go with you.
You're paying for food.
Of course.
I might go too.
Coach Bender says he might go too since I'm paying. I never agreed to pay. All right, so Tarleton County 35-14 winners over Turner. And that's going to do it for our area scores. So when we come back, we've got a week in review.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names, Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altema Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. And here we come. And there's no telling what we're going to find in this segment. The Week in Review. Let's see what we have this week.
And here. It'd be good if we can get it to play.
Here we go.
And here we go. Kirby Smart, the best coach in the country that runs a wide receiver toss on 4th and 1 with Nick Chubb and Sony Michel on the roster. Tennessee Vol fans, stop crying over the Florida loss. You're not a top 25 team. You deserve to lose. Are the Braves still playing? Falcons, Patriots. Rematch. Nick Saban should get a raise for his press conferences alone. LA Rams offensive game plan. Give Todd Gurley the ball. The reason Floyd Mayweather was broke, Raul Mondesi was handling his money. Jacob Eason, the next starting quarterback at the University of Washington. I say USC, you say overrated. USC, Kelly Bryant, Deshaun Watson, 2.0. No one is beating Clemson, not even their mamas. And these are my thoughts.
Clemson's good, man. I got to give you that. Clemson's defensive line is better than some NFL defensive lines right now. They're really, really good, especially on the defensive front.
This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Peachtree Pest Control. Jessup Furniture, all your home and furnishing needs. Good folks over there. Also by Catch 228 and Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Sherry and her team at Sea Palms Coastal Realty, whether you're buying, selling, residential, or commercial, or even vacation rentals, they've got you covered over there at Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Good folks.
You know what, man? I'm going to own up to this.
Oh, finally some truth from Kip Branch.
I haven't watched the Braves since late June, early July, since they come out of the All-Star break, and you said that they were going to be a playoff team. That's what you said on the show.
I thought you were about to tell me that
That's
you agree
you
with
said.
Me that Kirby Smart isn't that great of a coach.
You said that on this show. I don't know if you recall that. Sometimes you don't recall the things that you say, but you said the Braves were going to turn it around and make the playoffs, and right now they're like 28 games out of first place, and they're on the division. But I turned over and watched the Braves for about 2 minutes the other night. And you know what I saw? They were playing the Nats, and Dusty Baker came out, made the double switch or whatever, and they couldn't get the lineup card right. And they argued with the umpires, and both coaches, managers came out, and it took three or four minutes to even get the lineup card squared away. I saw one pitch, and I turned it. That's my Braves story for the late summer. Indian summer Braves story. That's it.
Sound of the week, the Greenscapes landscape and design sound of the week is Kirby Smart talking to the media.
Here you go, man. There you go. Going to get on Kirby. Yeah, I mean, after Georgia beats Notre Dame, Kirby was he might be the man for the job.
How do you know I'm getting on Kirby? This might be a great sound of the week.
Okay. All right.
So it's Kirby Smart talking to the media after the win at Samford.
Called on the offense to say, hey, take this game over and impose your will on a team that we thought we could. Got a lot of respect for their program, a lot of respect for their coaching staff. You know, I think their quarterback is a really good player. But other than that, that's it.
Okay, so I told my offense to impose their will because we knew that we could do whatever we wanted to against this team. Got a lot of respect for that program. It's a great program.
I mean,
we were going to impose our will because we knew we were better. Got a lot of respect for that program.
Came in and got the check.
I like their coach. Got a lot of respect for their coach. Got a lot of respect for the coaching staff. Their quarterback's a good player. That's about it, though. Everything else sucks.
Coach Hatcher gave Kirby his first opportunity, and then he's morphed that into being a top-notch SEC coach.
Let's play the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week one more time. Again, great. Total offense and poser wheel. We got a lot of respect for that program. I like their quarterback and their coaching staff a lot, but really that's about it. The rest of everything else, yeah.
Call it on the offense to say, hey, take this game over and impose your will on a team that we thought we could. Got a lot of respect for their program, a lot of respect for their coaching staff.
I mean,
and I think their quarterback is a really good player.
What are you supposed to say? You come out, you play in a team that you're supposed to beat. Kind of reminds me of the South Effingham game last night. This is a team that you're supposed to beat. You come out, you design a game plan, you come out, you get up, you take care of business. Got a running clock in the fourth quarter. And these guys score a garbage touchdown, and they're onside kicking. I mean, you came out, you take care of business. What else is there to say? Next guy up on the schedule. You don't spend time talking about Samford after you beat them 42-14. You go ahead and hand them their check and say, thanks for coming. Maybe we'll see you down the road.
We got a college pick on that we got to get to. So let's dive into that really fast. We got about 3 minutes to do it.
Okay.
Number one, Alabama at Vanderbilt. Kip told me before this show that he wanted to pick Vanderbilt. Did you pick Vanderbilt?
I did not. I said I wanted Vanderbilt to win, I think they're going to play Bama pretty tough today. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. Bama's going to win, though.
This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. Alan Tucker, all your legal needs. He'll take care of them. All right. Boston College at Clemson. No way, no how, no where will Boston College win that football game. Clemson big.
They're not. But, you know, we write for Southern Sports Edition. Every week we do a sports writer poll, okay?
Yeah.
And every week I pick Clemson number one.
Okay. Recently, yeah.
Yeah. Every week, number one. But when the rankings come out, why is Alabama always number one?
Because other people don't vote Clemson number one.
There you go. Clemson's the best team in the country right now.
Right now. Number three, Oklahoma at Baylor.
Baylor's a dumpster fire. Oklahoma's going to kill them.
I agree. Number four, Penn State at Iowa.
I wavered on this, but Coach Penn has said go with Penn State. So I'm going with Penn State.
If there's an upset today, it's going to be that game where Iowa is a good football team. They're at home. We don't really know what Penn State is. We haven't seen them play anybody yet. Everyone says they're really good, but we haven't seen it with our own eyes. Today we'll get a pretty good indication of maybe where the Nittany Lions are, but I'll take Penn State in a very, 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 very close game. USC, number five, USC at Cal.
I'm calling this an upset.
You're going Cal.
I am not sold on USC. They struggled with Texas last week.
They
had to beat Texas. They had to struggle to beat Texas in overtime. Texas is not there yet. They on the road at Cal. I'm not a USC believer. Cal.
I'm with you. I don't believe in USC, but I trust Cal even less. So I'll go number five, USC, to win that game. Number six, Washington at Colorado. I'll take Washington.
I'll take Washington, too, and Jacob Eason will never be the starting quarterback at Washington. He's starting quarterback at Georgia, and you're going to see that play out in the next couple of weeks. Leave it there.
I've got a notebook at home
okay.
That's filled with pages of where I write down every time I'm right.
All right.
The notebook is thick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, just saying. Number 16, TCU at 6, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's, I think they're really good. I think they are a potential playoff team.
I'll take Oklahoma State over TCU only because I don't think TCU is very good. I don't think Oklahoma State's that great either. Number eight, Michigan at Purdue. This is going to be a close game. I'll take Michigan.
I'll take Michigan too, but I am not sold on Michigan.
Nor am I. UNLV at 10 Ohio State.
Ohio State, but I'm not sold on them either.
All right, Georgia fans, here it is. Number 17, Mississippi State comes to Athens to play the number 11 Georgia Bulldogs. Two teams where the game is huge. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, the implications. But for right now, all we're going to do is pick it. Mississippi State or Georgia?
Georgia by two touchdowns.
Georgia by two touchdowns, says Kip. Mississippi State is a very good football team. Mississippi State has a very, very good quarterback. Mississippi State has a very, very good defense. I'm picking Georgia.
Okay.
12, Florida State at home against NC State.
I wanted to pull the trigger on NC State, but Coach Pender talked me out of it. I'll go Florida State, even though they don't have a quarterback.
Old Dominion at 13, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Toledo at 14, Miami.
Miami.
15, Auburn at Mizzou.
Auburn may beat Missouri 50-3.
Yeah. Nevada at 18, Washington. I think this game's close.
Washington State. They're not losing to Nevada, man.
I don't think they're going to lose, but I think the game's close. Kent State at 19, Louisville.
Louisville bounced back after the choke job last week against Clemson.
Well,
I picked them last week. You did, too.
20, Florida at Kentucky.
Kentucky is going to break that 30-game losing streak in Lexington tonight. Last week, you said Kentucky would not beat South Carolina. I said they would. I just want to remind you of that. That big book you always talk about of things you're right about. There's also a library of things that you've been wrong about. So Kentucky's going to beat Florida today.
22, San Diego State at Air Force.
San Diego State, but I wanted to pull an upset, but I didn't.
I'm going Florida, by the way. 24, Oregon at Arizona State.
Oregon.
Syracuse at 25, LSU.
LSU.
All right, SEC, Arkansas at Texas A&M.
Who cares? A&M.
I'll go Arkansas. Okay. UMass at Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee.
Pitt at Georgia Tech.
GT, baby.
I'll take the Yellow Jackets. Wake at Appalachian State.
I'll take Appalachian State.
This is the ACC part. I'm taking Appalachian State, too. Duke at North Carolina.
I'll take North Carolina, even though they're awful.
I'll go the Tar Heels as well.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sths.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica opened up region play, holding off Trinity Christian 40-27. On Pirate Waters, Brunswick absolutely dismantled South Effingham 44-13. Three more TD passes for quarterback Jamarius Stevens. This was the last non-region tune-up before region play starts for the Pirates. MCA took to the road against Jenkins County and went down in a heartbreaker 22-18. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So when I started off the show saying that I'm a firm believer, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah, what I meant by that, I actually forgot what I was saying. Now just coming back to it. What I meant by that is Brunswick High dismantled South Effingham last night, and so they look very good. So they're walking like a duck, they're talking like a duck, so I don't think they're a cheetah. I think Brunswick High is legit, and a 44-13 win over South Effingham, and then what they've done to this point. The only loss that Brunswick has is a game they lost the very first one with, I believe it was five turnovers to Coffey. And if you don't turn the ball over maybe but two times, Coach Pinder, you probably win that game.
Yeah, you can't win a game against an established program like Coffey County. They're a tough team if you're going to turn the ball over. And we did that first week, and it still eats me a little bit. Jamarius and I were talking about it. Just yesterday, matter of fact, Jamarius looked at me and said, "Coach, man, you just got to let that go. We got to play the next play."
This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown and Big City Cleaners. Fox's Pizza Downtown, best pizza on the mainland, period. Coach, last night, 44-13 winners over South Effingham were your Pirates. Talk about the attitude of the kids after you beat a team that you're supposed to beat.
Well, you know, at the end of the game, obviously they're happy. They're always happy after wins, you know. But, you know we have a lot of things that we got to work on, that we got to fix if we're going to get better to make a run at this region championship and also to make a run in the playoffs. The kids were excited about the win. But overall, we all know that we got to move on to the next game.
This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and Boyd's Transmissions. Coach, how good is this football team?
We can be as good as we want to be, honestly. There's issues that we have to fix if we are going to be a championship team. Talent-wise, we have as much talent as I've ever had in any program that I've ever been a part of. But we got to fix it. We got a lot of individual talent. But as a team, we still have a ways to go, and we're on the right track. We're getting there. And if we keep improving every week, you know, we'll get there.
Every time we talk, we seem to always have a similar conversation. It always kind of comes back to Jamarius Stevens. I said at the beginning of the season that he was going to be the X factor for the Pirates, that he was going to be the engine that powered that train, and the Pirates would only go as far as Jamarius Stevens developed as a quarterback. Where are we with him?
Still developing. And you look at his numbers, and they're great. You know, his numbers were good. You can't. You know, what he rushed for 3 touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing, and then he turned around and threw for over 200 yards and had 2 more, you know, in the air. He's coming along, but there's still little things that we have to fix, that we have to get better at. You know, some of the plays that he does, we are not executing the offense like we want to execute it. He scrambles around and he makes great plays with his athleticism, but he has to understand the concept of what we're trying to do. And he's getting there. It's a process. And when he gets there, when that light comes on, everybody in this town is going to know it.
How did it feel to finally get on the field on a Friday night?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's good. I love Friday Night Lights. But, you know, I don't like the way this season has played out to this point on some aspects. In some aspects, I kind of do because, you know, we've been talking about all summer long facing adversity, overcoming adversity. And look at what we have been, you know, putting our laps as far as adversity has happened, and we have handled it pretty well. But it is good. It is good to get back on routine and get back on Friday nights, and I'm hoping we stay that way all the way. I wouldn't mind playing on a Saturday in December. Another time I wouldn't mind playing on a Saturday, and I'll put this out there, except for the week of Glenn. I like Glenn to be the only game I'm playing that week. But Wayne is complaining so much about, you know, we want to forfeit or whatever. I will put this out there. We will play Wayne any Tuesday, and I will move my Friday game to Saturday, and we will play them, and we will go to their place. So I will put that out there. If you really want it, come get some.
I think this might be the best segment ever on this show, ever. Wayne, if you want some, come get some via Coach Sean Pender of the Brunswick High Pirates. That's awesome. Coach, you got an off week. You're getting ready to head into region play. Injuries, where are you? Anything major?
Well, I can't say now because we have some ankle injuries, you know, that we have, and we'll see how it goes through the off week. Cam Futch twisted his ankle a little bit. It did swell up. We'll see how he plays out through the off week. We just got Carmina back, and then Carmina, the second long run that Carmina has, he re-injures his ankle, so I don't know. And it's a high ankle sprain that Carmina has, so then things take a long time to heal. We'll see where he's at. But on the good note is Ben will start his rehabilitation. He comes out of his boot. Ben's going to start working, and we might have Ben by the time we get to Glenn Academy.
All right. Coach Sean Pender of the Brunswick High Pirates joining us via the Pristine Water phone line. Coach, I'd like to thank you for the time. And once again, Wayne County, anytime, anywhere. Coach Sean Pender says his Pirates will play you on a Tuesday if necessary, and they'll come to your place.
That's good.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141, or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30 live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus and Coconut Kev's. Got some awesome t-shirts, by the way, of the Jason Bishop Show coming from Coconut Kev's. Can't wait to get those out. We should have them on Monday, and we'll start throwing them out at coaches' shows. Brunswick High, Wednesday nights at Moondoggies. Frederica Academy, Wednesday night at Nat's Landing. Glen Academy, Tuesday nights at Catch 228. And MCA at Blue Bay over in Darien, also on Wednesday night. Now joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
All right, you're welcome. Anytime, it's a good time to talk.
Okay, Coach. Well, you're 1-0 in the region. Talk about last night's win.
I thought we played really well in the first half. I think our conditioning in the second half played a vital role in letting them get back in the game some. But, you know, I thought at one point we were up 34-7, and then we kind of looked like we got tired, and that could be the 10-day layoff.
Coach, we're going to have an interesting dynamic here. I think if you've been listening to the show, you know that the Brunswick High head coach, Sean Pender, is joining us here in studio. So Coach Pender has asked, if you're okay with it, can he also partake in this interview process?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead, Coach.
I guess I did ask. Hey, Coach, do you think sometimes that kids get kind of methodical when they jump up early? They were talking about that earlier on the segment, and I was just wanting your viewpoints on it.
I thought we did. I thought we got ahead, and they just kind of went lax, and then the other team made a play or two, and we couldn't really recover. But I also think a lot of it's been that 10-day layoff, trying to get on the island and get over here and practice and get in shape. So, and those two things is just I think that's the teenage idea. You get way ahead, you just kind of take a little bit of a break. Next thing you know, the other team's made a play, and you have to recover, and I don't know if they're ready for that yet. We're still trying to get that instilled in our program.
Hey, that happened to us 2 weeks in a row. Versus Camden, it was the same thing. We jumped up 15 points. Going in, looked like we're about to score our third touchdown, and they take a pick six. And same thing this week. You know, we did something similar. We got up big early. They made a play, and then they tried to get back in it for a little bit. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. And you know this as well as I do. It's teenage kids. My dad said a long time ago that I was crazy. You know, I put my career in the hands of teenage boys. So it's just one of those things.
Coach, on a scale of 1 to 10, you mentioned Hurricane Irma. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much has it affected your kids, your program, and even last night's game?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, I would say it's probably about a 3 right now. Our biggest thing is just conditioning. You know, you miss those 10 days. And once we get that and we get back in a routine, I think school was great for the kids this week. Everybody kind of got back and was excited. And we really played well in the first half, probably best half of football that we've played since I've been at Frederica. And then it was the second half that we kind of just had a mental lapse.
Coach, do you feel like the second half part, we struggled, just hearing you say that, we struggled recently in the third quarter. Coming out, do you feel that that's happening quite a bit with you just coming out at halftime?
Well, yes. We turned the ball over twice, first two offensive possessions, and that allowed them to get a touchdown there right at the beginning. And when we were driving the ball, you know, you can't make mistakes, and that's one of the things I keep telling our kids. You don't turn the ball over, we're going to score a bunch of points. We just can't beat ourselves and let the other team have any hope. Once they have a little hope, they feel like they got a chance, and you got to kind of squash that. And I think that's a lot to do when you come out of halftime. And I've been searching. If you got any great ideas on what to do when you come out of halftime to get them ready to go, let me know, because I'd love to know it too.
Coach, I've heard you say a million times, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! So I have on your schedule, I saw your schedule, you had Valwood and Memorial Day scheduled back-to-back, two juggernauts in the GISA. And, of course, your program is being mentioned as one of the favorites to win a state championship. And so you don't get to play those two teams because of Hurricane Irma. Your thoughts on losing those two games?
Well, I think it was very important that we played them. I wanted to have it as a measuring stick for us to see where we're at. And you know that I've always felt that way. You know, we want to be the man, and you got to go beat the man. And so for us, that was those two games are vitally important. And we lost that because the two teams we've lost to are a combined 11-1, and I guess the three teams we beat right now are 4-10 or something, or 13, I don't know. So I don't really know how good we are, but I think if we can continue to work and not turn the football over on Friday nights and tackle well in the open field, we're going to be okay.
When you were preparing, what team were you preparing for before the hurricane got there that you had some preparation for?
We were preparing for Valwood right when we decided to cancel it. So we didn't even get any film on Trinity until Sunday morning, this past Sunday morning. So it was one of those things. It was a complete transition and a mindset because Valwood's a spread team, and then we go to play Trinity, who runs a wing T. So you have to change gears.
Well, why don't you do this? Call up the Valwood coach, okay, and say, listen, since we already got our game plan ready, what we'll do is we'll play you on a Tuesday, and then we'll move one of the games to a Saturday and get a doubleheader and get that game in there. I would so love to do that with Wayne County.
Well, I think that for you guys, that's pretty good to do because of the depth that you have. But for us with 32 kids, it'll wear on you.
Yeah, I can see that.
Coach Derek, from the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, joining us via the Pristine Water landline. Coach, thanks for taking the time and coming on with us and talking some night football.
Well, thank you, and thanks, Coach Bender.
Oh, enjoy having the conversation.
Good luck on the rest of your season, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates' Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies.
Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien, or call ahead 912-574-8016.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Knights of Frederica opened up region play, holding off Trinity Christian 40-27. On Pirate Waters, Brunswick absolutely dismantled South Effingham 44-13. Three more TD passes for quarterback Jamarius Stevens. This was the last non-region tune-up before region play starts for the Pirates. MCA took to the road against Jenkins County and went down in a heartbreaker 22-18. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
This might be one of the better shows we've ever had. It's definitely in the top three, no question. Top three ever of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
We definitely got some quotes coming out of it, don't we?
If you missed any of this show, you're going to want to stream it on demand. It's thesouthernsportsedition.com, 912-275-7017. Typically, I'm open to taking your calls, but callers, you can't make this show any better. So I'm not taking any calls. I'm not letting you drag us down. This is the best show we've ever done. You can't make this show better. Don't bother calling. I'm not taking the call. This segment brought to you by Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design. The University of Georgia and Mississippi State have a huge game with tons of implications for each team today, 7 o'clock. I will be watching it. Kip still hasn't invited me over to his house to watch a Georgia game. I'm not sure why.
Got to get a house first.
Come on to Bishop Island, man.
I have a house, but I don't live there.
Come on over to Bishop Island. Yeah, okay. We know. All right.
Okay.
So, Kip, you're picking Georgia. I'm picking Georgia, too, but I want to say a few things about this game. But I'm going to, you know, I'm being a nice guy here. I'm going to let you start breaking this game down.
Quarterback from Mississippi State, from Richmond Hill, Nick Fitzgerald. Good quarterback. He can run and he can pass. He's an outstanding, probably the best offensive weapon in the SEC right now, because he does. Think about Nick. He was the second leading rusher in the SEC last year at the quarterback position. He had more yards rushing than Nick Chubb and some other highly touted running backs in the SEC. He was the second leading rusher. What you got to do to Mr. Fitzgerald is try to slow him down running the football and make him put the ball up in the air. His completion percentage is around 50-55%. We just got to force him into passing situations and try to get a pass rush on him and rattle him. Now, if he's out there running in open space and picking up a lot of yards on the ground, Georgia's in trouble. But I think Georgia's got a pretty – I think Georgia has a championship defense. The offense has got to fix some things and get a little bit better. But Georgia's defense is really, really good. I think the key to the football game is Georgia making Nick Fitzgerald one-dimensional and Georgia committing to the run in this football game and not abandoning it when, you know, some trouble may arise or some adversity. I think they need to pound the football between the tackles and have set up play action, and they hit some big plays on Mississippi State and win by two touchdowns.
Mississippi State 3-0. They've beaten LSU, pretty good win, and of course they handled LSU really well, 37-7. They've also beaten Charleston Southern 49-0, and they've beaten Louisiana Tech 57-21. Yes, they gave up 21 points to Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech also threw the ball very effectively against Mississippi State's defense. Mississippi State did not look very good stopping the pass. Also, this is the first time that Mississippi State this season has had to have really a quick turnaround. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is their first two games, Charleston Southern, Louisiana Tech, they really used those games to get ready for LSU.
The game plan. They've been game planning for LSU since the season ended last year.
Exactly. So now this is the first time where they've ended a tough game and now had to turn around to get ready for another tough game. I just think Georgia's ability to rush the football is going to be the difference in the football game. If Mississippi State holds Georgia to under 100 yards rushing, Mississippi State will win.
They will, but they're not. Nick Chubb's going to have 100 yards rushing today. He is. Maybe 150. He's going to run the foot. But this is the game that Georgia gets to put on display. Georgia can get in the national discussion today with a big, big home win today.
There's a lot on the line. That's one of them.
Yep.
For Mississippi State, too. If the winner of this game not only puts themselves on an inside track in their division to win their division, they also catapult themselves onto the national stage as playoff contenders, legitimate playoff contenders. Mississippi State wins. They're undefeated. They've got two conference wins against LSU and Georgia, two really good football teams. They're going to be taken seriously. Georgia wins this football game. They now have a conference win over a really good Mississippi State team, and they've got the inside track to the SEC East, and they jump into conversations about being good enough, of course, also with the win at Notre Dame at night.
And Notre Dame is a pretty good football team, which will play out during the season. Mississippi State's the flavor of the week, okay? When you're a good football team and you've got good players on your football team and the national media kind of comes back and says, well, you know, Georgia, they're going to have one of these kind of games where they always do. It's same old Georgia. They'll beat somebody they're not supposed to, and then they'll lose that game, and it leaves you scratching your head. And Mississippi State, they beat an overrated LSU team last week, 37-7, that has real quarterback issues that was exposed last week in Starkville for LSU. Georgia's sitting there saying, man, these guys don't respect us. They said we couldn't beat Notre Dame on the road. They're not giving us a lot of respect. They say our defense is good. And they, you know, got quarterback and talking about, you know, Jake Fromm. He's a freshman. He may make freshman mistakes. You know, I get tired of hearing the national media. Look, they jump on these little, you know, these little sayings and these little cliches and things like that. These kids come to college ready to play now. It's not like 20 years ago where you come in, you got to get a year in the weight room and bulk up. These kids are in weight programs in high school, and they spend hours and hours every day working on football-related stuff. So they come to college ready to play. And you sit there and listen to the Herb Streets and all these people of the world, you know, that make a lot of money off saying these cliches and things like that. Mississippi State's the flavor of the week. They're coming to Athens, Georgia tonight, and it's going to be a blackout. The crowd's going to be jacked up, 7 o'clock kickoff. Took 40,000 people to South Bend, Indiana. you know, the fan base is energized, and Mississippi State's going to feel that tonight, and them kids are going to feed off that in Athens, and Georgia's going to get after them tonight.
Here's the other thing, too, Mississippi State. They're coming off that LSU win, so they're, you know, the possibility of a letdown. But the other thing is, on the other side of this game, next week is Auburn for Mississippi State.
On the road.
So they're going LSU, Georgia, Auburn, back to back to back. So that's the thing with me is you've beaten LSU, huge, huge win. Now you've got to play Georgia, possibility of a letdown. And you also have to the possibility of the team looking down the road to next week where they've got an in-division rival game with Auburn. I have never been more convinced of Georgia winning a big game than I am right now with Georgia beating Mississippi State. And the thing is, everyone that listens to this show knows when it comes to Georgia, I love the Dogs, but I refuse to drink the Kool-Aid. This is legit. Georgia is going to win this football game because they are a better team than Mississippi State. Georgia played terrible against Notre Dame. They turned the ball over three times, 120-something yards of penalties, if not more, and they still found a way to win that football game against a good Notre Dame team in South Bend at night. That's what good football teams do.
Defense, if you got a defense travels, as they say. Defense will keep you in every football game, and Georgia's got a championship defense. They really do. It's been a long time since the Kool-Aid drinkers could say that. But they got a championship-type defense this year.
No, I agree. I'm going to say this, and I mean this when I say it, because there's never anything that comes out of my mouth I don't mean. I mean this when I say it. If Georgia gets to the Florida game, if Georgia beats Florida, Georgia will obviously get to the SEC championship game. And when they do, when they get to Alabama, with them waiting on them, if Georgia beats the Gators in Jacksonville, Georgia will also beat Alabama in the SEC championship game.
I said that 3 months ago. Now, see, now you're starting to think like I think. See, you're starting to come around. See, this is paying off. See, all this investment every Saturday morning coming in here is starting to pay off. That's good to hear.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kent Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at AlanTuckerATTY.com. That's AlanTuckerATTY.com.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!